Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Ayin Hey. We begin at the Mishnah, about 10 lines from the top of Ayin Hey Omer Aleph. The Mishnah continues in discussing some of the dinim of Erev Chatzeros. And the Mishnah begins, Shtei Chatzeros, Zulifnim Mizu. You have an inner courtyard and an outer courtyard. In other words, the only way to exit from the inner courtyard is to go through the outer courtyard. We have what we call Drisa Saregel. You have rights to walk through there. And we've had this many times in the past. We discussed this early in the Masechta as well. And in this situation, you have the potential for each one to make their own Erev, and you have the potential for each of them to go and make an Erev together. So what are the circumstances? The Mishnah is going to have three potential shittas over here. It's not going to be clear that there are three shittas until we come to the Maskan and the Gemara. But I'm telling you right now that there are three shittas. So we start off and say, if you have the Shtei Chatzir Azulif Nimizu, you have an inner courtyard and then an outer courtyard. You have to pass through the outer courtyard to get out into the Rosh HaSarabim. If you're having difficulty understanding this, you can see this in the Art Scroll, footnote number 8, the diagram there. Or you can see this in the Pirush Chai. There are multiple diagrams that the first one to look at is on page 151, diagram number 60. And you can see similar diagrams that will be outlining the next couple of cases in the following diagrams, 61, 62, and 63. For now, let's continue. And the Mishnah said, Irva hapnimis velo irva hachitzona. If only the inner courtyard made an Erev Chatzeros amongst themselves. As you can see in the diagram in the Art Scroll number 60, you have several houses inside the Chatzer Pnimis, and they all made an Erev Chatzeros for that Chatzer Pnimis. However, the low Erev HaChitzona, the outer courtyard, did not make an Erev Chatzeros. And HaPnimis Muteris, the people allowed to carry from their houses into the inner courtyard and from the inner courtyard back into any of their houses, and that is allowed because they made an Erev Chatzeros. However, HaChitzona Asura, but the people in the outer courtyard can't go and carry anything from any of their houses into the courtyard or from the courtyard into their houses because they don't have an Erev Chatzeros, and it's also Midirabbanan. If, on the other hand, HaChitzona made the Erev Chatzeros, and the lo hapnimis, but not the people on the inside. So now, in this situation, shteyan asuros, nobody's allowed to carry. The inner people can't carry because they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros. But they ruin it since they have drisas haregel rights, so they ruin it when they go into the outer courtyard, because even though the people in the outer courtyard made an Erev Chatzeros, they didn't include the people from the inner courtyard, and since they have the right to go there, so they are going to ruin it. The inner people will ruin it for the outer people. Shteyan asuros. Next case. Erev Azuliatzma, Vazuliatzma. The inner courtyard made its own Erev Chatzeros. The outer courtyard made its own Erev Chatzeros. So, Zumu Teres Bifne Atzma, Vizumu Teres Bifne Atzma. So each one is allowed to go and carry within its own courtyard. The people in the inner courtyard can carry from their houses to the inner courtyard and vice versa. And the people in the outer courtyard are allowed in this situation to carry from their houses into the outer courtyard and vice versa. The Gemara will explain exactly the understanding of what the sheet is, so I won't try to give you some of the potential ways to understand this right now. Rashi alludes to one way to understand it, but we'll wait till we get to the Gemara. So that is the scenario where they each made their own separate Erev. But that is only the opinion of the Tana Kama. Rabbi Akiva Oser Achitzona. Rabbi Akiva says in this situation, the outer courtyard is ruined, even though all the people in the outer courtyard participated in their Erev Chatzeros, but they did not have anybody from the inner courtyard participate. And Rabbi Akiva says, the outer courtyard is ruined because of the Drisas Regel, Shedrisas Regel Osarta. The fact that the inner courtyard people are allowed to go through, therefore, unless you include them in your Erev, they're going to ruin the Erev Chatzeros for you. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Obviously, the Tana Kama does not hold like that. The Gemara will have to explain why not. What's the Tana Kama Shita? And now we have what we'll see ultimately is a third Shita. We're going to spend a lot of time in the Gemara saying it's not a third Shita, but ultimately we're going to conclude there's a Tana Kama here, there's Rabbi Akiva, and then V'chachamim Omrim, the third Shita is Ein Drisas HaRegel Osarta. It sounds very much like the Tana Kama, but it's not. According to this Chachamim, the Chachamim say that the internal Chatzer's people who have the right, the Drisas HaRegel right, is not going to ruin it for the outer courtyard. And again, we'll wait till we get to the Gemara to fully understand the Tana Kama versus Rabbi Akiva versus the Chachamim. Now the Gemara says, Shochach Echod Min Achitzon V'lo Erev. In fact, they all made an Erev. There was an Erev for the inner courtyard, and there was an Erev for the outer courtyard. And in this scenario, Shochach Echod Min Achitzon V'lo Erev. One of the outer courtyard people did not participate in the Erev Chatzeros. So, that doesn't impact the inner courtyard at all, HaPnimis Muteris, because whether they did or they didn't, the outer courtyard doesn't ruin the inner courtyard. They don't have Drisas HaRegel rights. They don't have the right to go inside to the inner courtyard. The inner courtyard is self-sufficient. They all made an Erev Chatzeros. So if a person on the outer courtyard forgot and ruined it for the outer courtyard, it doesn't have any impact on the inner courtyard, HaPnimis Muteris. However, in this situation, there is no Eruv Chatzeris in the outer courtyard, unless he does Bittul Chitzona Asura. The outer courtyard is getting restricted because one of the people didn't participate in Eruv Chatzeris. However, if it was Shochad Echod Min HaPinimis, if one of the inner courtyard people forgot and didn't participate in the Eruv Chatzeros, the low Eruv, so now Shtein Asuros, he ruins the inner courtyard because now the inner courtyard, unless he does Bittul, has a person that didn't participate in the Eruv Chatzeros. And he ruins the outer courtyard because, according to this opinion, the inner courtyard is no longer good. So this is what's called a Regel Oseres Bimkoma. It is no longer able to be used in its place, so it's Oseres as well, Alachitzona. It's going to ruin it, Shalom Mekoma, in the outer courtyard. And again, the Gemara will discuss this in more detail. Now the Mishnah concludes with what happens if they all participated together in an Erev. Nasnu Eruvim B'mokum Echad. The inner and outer courtyards all combine together to make an Erev Chatzeros. So you have to put the box of matzahs, you have to put the Erev Chatzeros someplace. So where do they put it? So Nasnu Eruvim B'mokum Echad, they put it in one place. Now it depends where they put it. The Gemara will say that they put it in the outer chotzer. That's what Rashi explains over here. She'ivu shteyen zu im zu. The inner and the outer courtyards all one entity. V'hai b'mokum echad b'forish b'gemara shenisenuhu b'chitzona. They put it into the outer courtyard. The Gemara will explain why we're forced to say this, but that is the answer. So therefore, when the inner courtyard and the outer courtyard merged, they made an erev chatzeros and they placed the box of matzahs in one of the houses in the outer courtyard. But v'shachach echad, one person didn't participate, and it doesn't make a difference. Whether he was from the inner courtyard, he forgot, or whether he was from the outer courtyard, and he forgot, the low Erev didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, and he obviously didn't do Bittul. Bittul is always an answer, but we're talking here where Bittul is not a potential. In some situations, Bittul is possible. In some situations, Gemara will say, Bittul is not possible. In any event, when he forgot and didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, Shtein Asuros, both of them are going to be Osir now. The inner one is going to be Osir, because their Erev is in the outer chatzer, so it's ruined for them as well, because their Erev is not in a place where it's accessible. And the outer courtyard is certainly ruined because there's no Erev over there. So in this situation, both are ruined, Shtein Asuros. However, if there are two chatzers over here, and there's only one individual living inside each chatzer, so then, as you can see this in the Pirush Chai, in diagram number 64, in this situation, then Einan Tzrichin Li'arev. Then there is no need to make an Erev. As Rashi explains here, She'ein Bipnimis Hela Echad, U'b'chitzona Echad. Both the inner courtyard has only one house, one person. The outer courtyard only has one house, one person. So then, Ein Tzrichin Li'arev Ze'em Ze'. They don't have to make an Erev one with the other. Why? Mishum Drisa Saregel. Because the inner courtyard has the right to go through the outer courtyard. The Kiv of the Yachid who, since he's an individual, V'hapnimis have your regel hamuteres v'eina oseres. So this goes in accord with the opinion that says if the inner courtyard is okay, it doesn't ruin it for the outer courtyard. And here, there's only one person in the inner courtyard, so he doesn't ruin it for himself. And therefore, when he goes to the outer courtyard, he has Drisa Saregel, he doesn't ruin it for the outer courtyard. V'eina oseres. And this Stam opinion is Kerabon, as we'll see in the Gemara. Rashi says, however, but if there were two people even in the outer courtyard, then Gazrinan. Then we do make a Gzera, as we'll see in the Gemara, because then we have to be concerned if we allow with two on the outside, and we say it's good, then we're going to be making the same mistake with the two on the inside, and that would not be good, but people may make that mistake. So therefore, we don't allow it. Again, I know I just ran through this very quickly, but we'll see this when we get to the Gemara. That was a mouthful. That was a long Mishnah, a very complicated Mishnah, which now the Gemara is going to go through. We're going to spend most of the rest of this Amud on a Hava Mina that we're ultimately going to reject and come to the real, correct answer. So the Gemara starts off and says, Kiyosu Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said over the name of Rabbi Yanai, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that this opinion that we brought down in our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says, the Omar, Afilu Regel Hamuteres Bimekoma, even though in the place where you are, for example, the inner courtyard, you're allowed to go and carry Oseres Shalom B'Makoma, it will ruin it in the outer courtyard, even though that's not its normal place. But since they have the rights of Drisa Saregel, so unless they participate in an area with the outer courtyard, even though they're not Oser, they're Regel Hamuteres B'Makoma in their own inner courtyard, they ruin it in the outer courtyard. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, according to Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yanai. Avo Chacham Omrim, no. Kishem Sheo Regel Hamuteres Ein Oseres. They hold that a Regel They hold that if you're allowed to carry in the inner courtyard, you don't ruin it in the outer courtyard, even though you have Drisus HaRegel, right? So to Kach Regel HaAsura, even if you're Asura on the inside, you don't ruin it. Eino Oseres. You don't ruin it in the outer courtyard. So even a Regel HaOseres in the inner courtyard, Eino Oseres in the outer courtyard. This is what Rav Dimi said, and he holds that this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva versus the Chachamim. We will ultimately reject this. But right now, we're going to spend a lot of time trying to reject it and not successfully doing so. So the Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Erva Chitzona, if the outer courtyard made an Erva Chateros, but not the inner one, Velo Pnimis, in other words, the inner one is a Regel Ha'oseres B'Makoma Shtei and Asuras, they're both Aser. Now, why is that so? Mani, whose opinion does this follow? Again, Regel Ha'oseres is Oseres Shelo B'Makoma. Regel Ha'oseres B'Makoma is Oseres Shelo B'Makoma. Now, the way we just understood this is Rabbi Akiva. Ilema Rabbi Akiva, if you're going to tell me that this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, then why do you have to tell me Regel Hoseres? My ear, your Regel Asura. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, I feel a Regel Muteres. Is Nami Oseres Shalobi Makoma. So obviously, that wouldn't be the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. El Alav the Rabbanan, must it be the opinion of the Rabbanan? And here it says clearly that Regel Hoseres Bimakoma is Oseres Shalobi Makoma, which is a kasha where Rav Dimi said. Where it says, no, Lav Dafka, Leolam, it is Rabbi Akiva. And the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, is in accord with Rabbi Akiva. We just said, then why do you say Regel Oseres? It's even Regel Muteres is Oseres, Shalobi Makoma. So the Gemara says, no. Velozu Avzuk Tani. The way the Mishnah is styled is that the first part of the Mishnah tells us a more obvious case, and then it comes to the more Chiddushtika case. So first it starts off and tells us that Regel Oseres Bimkoma, that certainly is Oseres Shalobi Makoma. And then along comes Rabbi Akiva with the second statement, says, Lozu Avzuktani, not only that, but even Regel Hamuteres Bimakoma is Oseres Shalom Bimakoma because of the Jesus of Regel. So both the first and second part are really Rabbi Akiva. So no problem. Rav Dimi is okay. Try again. Tanan from our Mishnah, Erev Azuliatzma, we said in the case where the inner courtyard made its own Erev, the outer courtyard made its own Erev, so then we said, Zumuteres Bifniatzma, Zumuteres Bifniatzma. Now, the only reason that's so is because Taimod the Irva, because each made its own Erev, and therefore one doesn't ruin it for the other one. Implication being, Holo Erva, but if the inner courtyard had not made an Erev, it would have in fact ruined it. And not only would it have ruined it for itself, it would have ruined it for the outer courtyard. It would have been a Regel Hoseres Bimakoma, Oseres Shelo Bimakoma, Shtei Nasuros. Now, the Ha'ai Tana, this Tana, the Omar, he holds Regel Muteres, Eino Oseres. If it's Muteres in Bimakoma, it's Eino Oseres Shelo Bimakoma. Regel Asura, but a Regel Asura is Oseres Shelo Bimakoma. Now, that's the way we just explained this. So, Mani Ha, who is this Tana? So the Gemara says, Elam, you want to tell me it's Rabbi Akiva? He said, then, Afilu Regel Muteres Nami is Oseres, even Shalobi Makoma. So it can't be Rabbi Akiva. Elav Rabbanon, this is the opinion of the Rabbanon, and Akasha and Rav Dimi. And furthermore, we're not done yet. Va'od, me the Sefer Rabbi Akiva, Reisha Lav Rabbi Akiva. From the fact that the Sefer is Rabbi Akiva, it must be that the Reisha is not Rabbi Akiva. So we seem to have two problems with Rav Dimi. Gemara says, no, the entire thing is Rabbi Akiva. Kul Rabbi Akivi. And we're missing certain parts, and this is what you have to fill them in. And the Mishnah should read as follows. Erev Azuliatzma Vazuliatzma, if the inner courtyard made its own Erev Chatzeros, the outer courtyard made its own Erev Chatzeros, so Zumateros Vazuliatzma, Vazumateros Vazuliatzma, everybody's okay, they exclude each other, the inner one is okay, the outer one is okay. But here's what we add on, by Medvar Mamurim, in the what circumstances is this talking about She'asasadaka. Daka is a word that we had previously, a couple of weeks ago, when we had a small little side entranceway that could be used to get out of the inner courtyard and other situations where it demonstrates that you're not going out through the normal way, but you're using this daka, this little entrance. We had a whole bunch of different definitions of what exactly this daka is. Here we'll keep it as a certain little entranceway. So here's an exit or an entrance from the inner courtyard directly out that you don't have to go through the outer courtyard to get out into the Rishus HaRabim. So our Mishnah, it says the inner courtyard doesn't ruin it for the outer courtyard. The outer courtyard doesn't ruin anything for the inner courtyard. If they each made their own Erev, then Muteres Zeh Ba'atzma, the Zeh Bi'atzma, is only talking about when the inner courtyard, She'azah Sadaka, because they now have proven that they don't want that drisa sarega, and they're willing to go out through the daka. Therefore, the inner courtyard is a separate entity, and they're taken care of, and the outer courtyard doesn't ruin it for them, and they don't ruin it for the outer courtyard because there's no drisa sarega. However, avaloas is a daka, but if there was no daka, then chitzona is asura. The outer one is ruined by the inner one. Divri Rabbi Akiva, and this is all Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Why? Rabbi Akiva osir es hachitzona, because Rabbi Akiva says the inner courtyard is going to ruin it for the outer courtyard. It made shedrisa saregel osiris, and therefore Rabbi Akiva is this opinion, and only then the Chacham Momrim ein drisas haregel osiris. That's where they disagree, but everything was Rabbi Akiva till now, so that's the way Rav Dimi would learn it. Gemara says, nope, Rav Dimi still has a problem. Masa Rav Bibi Bar Abaya, Rav Bibi Bar Abaya, asks on Rav Dimi. We're still not going to let you go free. The end of the Mishnah said, if it was an individual person that had one house in the inner courtyard and one house in the outer courtyard, then they don't ruin it for each other. Ain't Srichan Le'arav. They don't need to make an Erev over here. That implication is, however, Hosh or Rabim, if the inner courtyard, in fact, was Rabim, more than one person, then Srichan Le'arav, then they would have to make an Erev, because of the drisas haregel, and the inner courtyard would ruin it for the outer courtyard. What do you see? Amo regel, the inner courtyard, hamuteres, where they made an erev, and therefore they're permissible to carry their own courtyard, bimakoma, in their own courtyard, eino oseres, doesn't ruin it. They would need an erev, and then it would be good. Implication again being regel or asura, but if they didn't make an erev, oseres, they would ruin it. Now this can't be Rabbi Akiva, because he says, whether it's regel ha-oseres, which is oseres, or even regel ha-muteres, is oseres shalobi makoma. So this can't be Rabbi Akiva, kasha on Rav Dimi, and here we're finally slugging him up. V'od Masa Ravina, another slugging up of Rav Dimi. We're not happy to just knock him down once, we knock him down again. Shachach echo minachitzon v'lo'erev, if one of the outer courtyard people didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, ha-pinim is muteres, and the inner courtyard is still good. However, v'chitzon is asura, because there's no Erev Chatzeros. But shachar echam in ha-pinim is v'leirev, if one of the inner people courtyard didn't make the Erev Chatzeros, then he ruins it not only for himself, but they ruin it for the outer courtyard as well. Shtein asuros. Reasoning is, time of the shachach, because he forgot. The implication would be, however, halo shachach, if he didn't forget, then both would still be good. Shtein mutaros. But wait a second. This is almo regal muteres. The inside they can carry, according to Rabbi Akiva, it is Oseres. But here it says that it is an Oseres, ain't Oseres. Only regal asura Oseres, but not regal amuteres. That's not Oseres. So again, we slug up Rav Dimi. So where it says, you're right, that's not the way to understand the Mishnah. Rav Dimi is wrong. Ella, Kiyosa Rabin. When Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, he taught over in the name of Yannai the proper way to learn the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yannai, he said in the name of Yannai, Gimel Machlokis Badovar. There are three opinions over here in our Mishnah, the Tanakama, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim. What does each of them hold? Tanakama, Sovai. The Tanakama's opinion is Regel Amuteres, Eino Oseres. And this is the way we've actually learned this early in the Masechta. That if you have a Regel Amuteres, the inner courtyard is good, so they don't ruin it for the outer courtyard with the Drisus or Regel, Eino Oseres. However, Regel Asura, but the Chachamim hold that if you can't carry in the inner courtyard, and those people are also to carry there, then Oseres, then they ruin it in the outer courtyard. And along comes Rabbi Akiva, and it's stricter. Rabbi Akiva Sovai, no. Afilu regal amuteres, even if they're mutter on the inside, unless they made an erev chatzeres with the outer courtyard, they're going to ruin it for the outer courtyard because of the principle regal amuteres is oseres. Again, the Tanakhama holds regal amuteres is eino oseres, but they both agree regal oseres is oseres. And the Rabbanim Basroi, the Chachamim, what we call the Chachamim opinion of the Mishnah, they hold differently. Sabre geshem shregal muteres eino oseres, even kach regal asura. Eino Oseres is the most makel opinion. So we actually have three opinions in the Mishnah. The first one and Rabbi Akiva are the two that we've learned early in the Masechta. Now we have this third opinion that's even more makel. Now let's go back and we'll discuss different parts of the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, if they all put together, this was the end of the Mishnah where we said that both the inner courtyard and the outer courtyard combined together to make a single entity, and they placed it, as we said, in the outer courtyard, and here in the Gemara we'll see that they did this, in this situation, they're one good Erev. But, so then we're going to have a problem, now, that's we're quoting the Mishnah. Now, what does it mean? We start off with that original question, my makom echod. What does it mean when it says makom echod? So we have one of our simonim. We always say out these simonim, simon, chitzona, atzma, babayis, chido, ravina, delo mishkach, bifnim. So we'll see this is Rashi tables for each of the subjects that we're going to be discussing. So we start off and we explain our Mishnah. What does it mean when it says my makom echod? What does it mean they placed it in one place? So Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, it means they placed it chitzona, both the inner and outer courtyard. They made their one erev chateres. They put the box of matzahs in one of the houses in the outer courtyard. Bechitzona. Well, my call a makom echod. So why did they call it a makom echod? One place. Makom hamiyuchad l'shteinim. It meant one place that both could get benefit from. And that would be perfectly good if they had it in the outer courtyard, because the inner people had drisus haregel rights, so they had the right to go there. And the outer people certainly had the right to go there. That's their courtyard. So therefore, this is in makom echod, a place that was miyuchad l'shteinim, that both of them are able to use. Turn to the Amud Beis. I'll show you that this is right. The Gemara says, Tani Nami Hochi. We have a braisa that says exactly what Amar Yehuda Amar Rav said. The braisa says, Nasnu Eruvim b'chitzona, if the inner people from the inner courtyard put their Eruv together with the outer courtyard people, b'chitzona, in the outer courtyard, and now one person forgot, b'shachat echad, one of them forgot to go and participate. It doesn't make a difference. B'ayman al-chitzona b'ayman al-chitzona is whether it was from an inner courtyard person or an outer courtyard person, the low Eruv, and he didn't go and do an Eruv chateres with them, so he ruins it for everybody. Shtein asuros. Both are not going to be good. Why is that? Because it doesn't make any difference who forgot it. If it was one of the inner people, so he ruins it because it's the inner people. And now it's a regular Oseris b'mekoma is Oseris shalom b'mekoma. And if the outer person forgot, well, that's what the Erev is. So it ruins it for the inner people as well. So that's simple. Shochach echad bein min achitzonus bein min hampnimius v'lo Erev shtein asuros. What about the following case? Nos nu eruvim b'pnimius, but they put the Erev not in the outer house, in the outer courtyard house, but they put it in one of the inner courtyard houses. So nos nu eruvim b'pnimius, and now, depends who forgets. V'shochad echad min hampnimius v'lo Erev, if one of the inner people forgot and didn't go into the Erev, so he's going to ruin it for everybody. Shtein asuros, because he ruins it for his local area, because they're there, and the outer people can't ignore the inner people because they need the inner courtyard because that's where the Erev is. But if Shachach Echod Min HaChitzona V'lo Erev, in the situation where the Erev was placed in the inner courtyard and one of the outer people forgot it, also Shtein Asuros, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says there's still no good, Rashi explains, because the inner people can't simply just tell the outer people, well, we're excluding you from our inner courtyard because one of you guys forgot. No, because since the Erev is in the inner courtyard, Rashi brings down something which Gemara is going to say a little bit later on. The first Lekame, the Erev HaChitzona, HaMunach L'socha Margilosham, because the people in the outer courtyard, since they put their matzah inside the inner courtyard in one of the houses there, so it essentially gave them some Adrisas Harego rights to go in there. And that's why Rabbi Kiva says it's room, Divri Rabbi Kiva. However, the Chacham disagree, the Chacham Mimim, no. Bezu, in this last case, Penimis Muteris, the inner one, can shut them out. They don't hold from this concept of the chitzona is margila. It got used to going inside Sham into the inner courtyard. And therefore, the penimis is muteris, because they say, hey, you forgot to do the Erev, so we're locking you out. However, the chitzona certainly is asur, because they don't have an Erev chatzeros. Let's look at this a little bit closer. Amalei Rabba Bar Chanan Li Abaye. Rabba Bar Chanan said to Abaye the following. Why did we say over here? As we just pointed out, the Chacham say Bezu Pnimis Mutares in the case where the Erev was put in the inner courtyard and one person from the outer courtyard forgot, so the inner courtyard can lock the outer courtyard out. Because they can say, hey, you forgot, we're not going to let you ruin it for us, we're all good. So therefore, it's as if they say, Achdo Dasha, we're closing the door, we're using our courtyard. So why doesn't Rabbi Akiva hold the same thing? Rabbi Akiva Nami, Techa Dashu Tishamis. They should be able to say, let's close the door and use our courtyard. How come only the Chachamim say that, not Rabbi Akiva? That's what Rabbi Baruch Hanan asked to Abaye. So Abaye answers, Amalei, Erev Margila. That's what we just brought down from Rashi, that no, since the outer people have gotten used to going indoors because the Erev was indoors, so therefore that Erev, so to say, gives them like Drisa Sarego, the equivalent of Drisa Sarego rights, and therefore you can't just shut them out. No, that's a very good teretz. So then how come the Rabbanan Nami, Erev Magila? Why don't we say that the Rabbanan should also hold Erev Magila, and therefore the outer one should ruin it for the inner one? How come they said, no, they can just lock the door? So Gemara says, the Amma, L'tikune shitaftich. No, because the inner court can say, hey, we only did this as a way to improve ourselves. We didn't do this in a way to hurt ourselves by making an Erev Chateres with you outer courtyard people, so now we can carry the inner courtyard and the outer courtyard.
But without you, we could have carried in the inner courtyard. You're not going to ruin our inner courtyard for us. L'tikune shitavtech. We only made this takana with you, that you can join in our Eir Chatzeros, and we'll join with you if it benefits us. V'lo li'avuse, but not to make it worse for us. So therefore, the Rabbanim say, no, the inner courtyard can say, we want nothing to do with you. This margila doesn't apply, and it's as if we're shutting the door, and therefore our Eir Chatzeros is still intact in the inner courtyard. No, this is a very good answer. Where it says, L'Rabbi Kiva Nami. So he should also say, Tema l'tikuni shitavtich v'lo li'avuse. So why does Rabbi Kiva say this? Rabbi Kiva said, no, because of Margila, that they ruin it. So why does Rabbi Kiva say, L'tikuni shitavtich, I only made this as a takana to improve our status, the inner courtyard should say, not to hurt us. So where it says, Rabbi Kiva would say, the Arm of Law, the outer courtyard people would say to the inner courtyard people, we're not ruining it for you. If one of us forgot, so we'll be mevatel to you, and we'll do a bittel. So therefore, we're not ruining it for you. That's why, in fact, margila works, but it doesn't ruin it for them, and therefore it's no longer l'tikune shitavtich v'lo avuse, because, in fact, there could be a bittel over here that would make it not le'avuse. No, so that's a very good terence. Throw it back on the Rabbanan. Why don't the Rabbanan say that? So Rabbanan, oh, they hold like Shmuel. Ain bitl rishus mechatzel lechatzel. We had the opinion of Shmuel a few days ago that one chatzel can't be mevatel its rishus to the other chatzel. So the outer chatzel can't be mevatel its rishus to the inner chatzel. That implies that Rabbi Kiva says that they could. So now the Gemara says leimo Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan bepluksa the Rabbanan v'Rabbi Akiva kamivliyeh. So this Amoraic machlokus that we had a few days ago between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan as to whether bitl rishus can occur mechatzel lechatzel. So in this machlokis, Rabbi Yochanan said, yes, you can have bitul rishus mechatzel lechatzer. And Shmuel said, no, ein bitul rishus mechatzel lechatzer. So let us say that this is exactly the machlokis over here between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva, between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. The Shmuel like the Rabbanan. Shmuel over here holds like the Rabbanan, who just said, ein bitul rishus mechatzel lechatzer. So therefore, it would be the tikuni shitavtich, the lowly avuse. And since there is no possibility of mevatlin loch rishusay, so let us say Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Domar Ki Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yochanan says you can be mevatel rishus mechatzel lechatzer. They're the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So neither one of these two Amorayim, Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan, wants to be locked in to only holding like one of the Tanoim, either like Rabbi Akiva or like the Rabbanan. They each want to hold like both. So Amalek Shmuel, Shmuel says no. In fact, I can hold like both of them. Certainly, it's clear that Shmuel can hold like the Rabbanan, as we just said. But Shmuel can say, Ana, the Amri Afilu, li Rabbi Akiva. No, I can even hold like Rabbi Akiva. Don't lock me in not to hold like Rabbi Akiva. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Akiva ocha. Rabbi Akiva says over here that the inner courtyard is ruined by the fact that one of the outer courtyard people didn't make an Eruv Chatzeros. He forgot to participate in it when the Eruv Chatzeros is in the inner courtyard. He says only it's ruined according to Rabbi Kiva, El B'shtei Chatzeros Zu Lifnim Mizu. He only holds it when they had this Drisa Sarego. The inner courtyard must go out through the outer courtyard. In that situation, the Asron Ahadadi, the inner one, ruins it for the outer one. And since the Erev is in the inner one, and they're Margila, the outer one ruins it for the inner one when they're for Shochach. But, Avol Hosom, Miko Asron Ahadadi. But if the two Chatzeros are next to each other, they wouldn't restrict each other. Here, Shmuel would say, my basic din, that a Chatzer is not allowed to be Mavato to another Chatzer, replies. The only reason it would apply with Rabbi Akiva is because they would be ruining it otherwise. And Letikuni Shitavtich, and not liavusi. So that's why it works there. But in general, I'm right that you can't be mevatel chatzel chatzer. Rabbi Yochanan would say the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, I know the Amri Afilu Rabbanan. I hold even according to the Rabbanan. Don't lock me into only being like Rabbi Akiva. I can even hold like the Rabbanan who say that the inner courtyard could shut the door and say litikune shitavtich and not liavusi. How come then Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say mevatel chatzel chatzer? Because Rabbi Yochanan would say, I know the Amri Afilu Rabbanan. I, in fact, hold like the Rabbanan as well, not only like Rabbi Akiva. Because Ad Kan Lo Kama Rabbanan Hocha, because the rabbis over here said that the outer people don't ruin it for the inner people, Elo the Amri Lo, because the people in the inner courtyard can say to the people in the outer courtyard, Adem Vatlessly, until you do Bittel, Ka'os Yusilai, you're actually ruining it for me. And therefore, we don't want that to happen. In general, if you have the Chatzeros, one next to the other one, so one has nothing to do with the other one. And therefore, according to Rav Yochanan, you can be mevatel one Chatzer to the other Chatzer. So that's why both Shmuel and Rav Yochanan don't want to align up like Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Shmuel wants to be able to hold like both, and Rav Yochanan wants to be able to hold like both. Finally, we get to the last part of the Mishnah, where it says, V'mayu shel yechidim. v'chule. So we said if there were two chatzeros with only one house on the inside and one house on the outside, we said that they don't need an Eruv. They don't even have to go join in an Eruv. They don't ruin it for each other. So what is the understanding? Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Tani, I learned over here that Rabbi, Rav Yehuda Nasi, Hayu Gimel Asurim. He said, when there's two, it's okay. But if there are three, it ruins it. If one of the courtyards had two people in it, so then it would ruin it. Unless they made an Eruv Chatzeros, it would re-ruined. Rashi explains, this is true, Bein Beis HaChatzeros Osrin V'lo Miboy Shtayim Bifnimis, that's going to have two in one of the courtyards, it's certainly, if the two are in the inner courtyard, it's going to ruin it, that'd be a regular Asura. Unless they made an Eruv Chatzeros, it would be a regular Asura, certainly according to even the Chachamim, regular Asura B'mkoma is Asura Shelo B'mkoma. El Afilu, Rashi says, Shtayim B'chitzon, even if the two people are in the outer courtyard, they're going to be ruined by the inner courtyard person, Osir, Achia, Arvu Shtein Yachad, until they make a Eruv Chatzeros. Why is that? Mishum Rabim Bipnimis, because of the concern that there could be a similar situation when there are two on the inside that would ruin it if there were two on the inside, as we said. And therefore, if there's two on the outside, we say it's ruined on the outside because of the concern for the inside. That's what Rav Yosef said, and he said this Tani Rebbe. We learned this from Rebbe. Amalu Rabibi. Rabibi didn't like this. Rabibi said, Lo titzai sulei. Do not listen to Rav Yosef. He made a mistake. We mentioned many times Rav Yosef got sick and forgot some of his learning. So over here, Rav Yosef said something that Rabibi had taught him, but he didn't say it correctly. And Rabibi said, don't listen to Rav Yosef. He's making a mistake. I know I'm reasoning Allah. I was the one that taught him this din. And I didn't say it over the name of Yehuda Nasi. Umishmei de Rav Ada bar Ava Amrisa Niyalo. I told him this din in the name of Rav Ada bar Ava, and I said, Hoel va'ani kori b'hen rabim b'chitzona. Since there are sometimes rabim in the outer courtyard, so therefore we have to make a gezerah. When the rabim are in the outer courtyard, it's definitely ruined, so we make a gezerah. People may not notice that there's a distinction between the outer courtyard having the rabim with the inner courtyard having the rabim, so we make a gezerah that we asser the outer courtyard when it has multiple people in it, even though technically the one guy in the inner courtyard doesn't ruin it for them, because regal mutaris mekoma eino aser shlo b'mekoma. But here we have to say, if we allow this, then we may come to make a mistake, and not when there are two people in the outer courtyard, but we'll say it's also good if there are two people in the inner courtyard. And that's what Rabibi told Rav Yosef. This is what I taught you in the name of Rav Ada bar Ava. And Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, oh, Mari di Avram, God of Avram, I made a mistake. Rabim b'Rebbe ichlafli. I made a mistake, I forgot. I thought you said Tani Rebbe, but it really was Tani Rabim. If there's Rabim, if there's two, in either courtyard, it ruins it. On the other hand, however, Ushmul Amar, no, the Olam Uteris. He says, no, we don't make such a gzeira. And if in fact you have only one person on the inside, so this is regular muteris mekoma, it's eino oseris shalom mekoma. And it's only if you have two on the inside who didn't make an eruv chatzeros, so then it's regular oseris mekoma, is going to be oser shalom mekoma. Amar Rabbi Elazar, now we have another din. Rabbi Elazar says, v'nochri hareyu kirabim. If you have a nochri living alone, by himself with nobody else in the inner chatzer, so then he's going to ruin it if there are two Jews living in the outer chatzer. He is considered, this nochri in the inner courtyard is like rabim in the inner courtyard. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. We're asked why. Maishno Yisrael, a single Yisrael, Dulawasa, doesn't ruin it. Why? Demandi Yoda, because anybody who knows that there's a single Jew living over there will know that there's a single Jew living over there, Yoda, and therefore there won't be a mistake, according to Shmuel. However, Uman Dulo Yoda, if somebody doesn't know this, he still might think, Sova Eruve Erev. Maybe even if there were multiple Jews living over there, they made an Erev. And therefore, it's regal Hamutta Bimkoma no matter what. So Mor says, Nochri Nami. So why don't we say the same thing by a guy? The Amrino the Yoda. Everyone will know that a guy lives over there and he won't ruin it for you because a guy doesn't have the ability to ruin it from the inner courtyard. And therefore, we should say, Nochri Nami Amrino. We should say by the guy as well, the Yoda. Everybody knows that the guy is living there by himself. Yoda, they'll know that. So they won't think that there's a problem. And even if they don't know that, they don't know that the guy is living by himself, the low Yoda, you know what? Even they think that there are other Jews living over there, Sovar Agire Ogar. They'll assume that they rented, they were maskir, as we said many times previously, you can be maskir the Rishus from the guy. So they were maskir the Rishus from the guy. And therefore, they'll say, no problem. So why do we say, according to Rabbi Elazar, that a guy is considered over here like Rabim of Yisrael on the inside, it would ruin it? So Gemara says, because Stam Nochri, Rav Elazar would say that a plain guy by himself, Esau the Ogar, if we in fact knew that he was there, and that there was a concern that there were other Jews there, and that they rented it from him, Mifa Poi, the whole world would know about it. We use this lashon of Mifa Poi by fat going through a piece of meat. So basically what we're saying here is that this would be very well known. So if in fact there was a guy there who had rented out his space because there were other Yidden over there, so we would all know about it. And since he doesn't know about it, he might think that even though they didn't rent it from the guy, it doesn't ruin it. Regel Ha'oseres B'Mekoma doesn't ruin it. They might mistakenly think. Therefore, Kamash Shalom, Rav Elazar says, this is what the din is. Now we'll go to the next case. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says, in the name of Shmuel, the following situation. You have Yud Batim Zeh Milfne Mizeh. You can see this in the art scroll in the footnote number 26 in the diagram next to it. You can see this as well in the Pirush Chai on page 152, diagram number 67, or in the Illustrated Gemara on page 81 in diagram number 243. And basically, what you have here is a chotzer that has multiple houses all around it, including on one side, 10 houses, one right adjacent to the other. We'll call the house that's adjacent to the chotzer house number one, the house that's next away from the chotzer is house number two, etc. You have 10 houses lined up like this. As again, you can see this in all the diagrams that I just mentioned. So, Yud Batim Zeh Lifnim Mizeh. You have 10 houses arranged in this way, one innermore to the other one, innermore to the other one, until you basically have to go from the 10th most inner house, you have to go through the other 9 houses to get into the chotzer. Pinimi no se ne se ruvo vidayo. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that the only one that has to go put an Erev in here is house number 10. We have the diagram in footnote number 26 in the art scroll. This would be what is known as the Pinimi house in diagram number 67 in the Pirush Chai, or in the Illustrated Gemara in diagram number 243, known as the Pnimi house, the innermost house. They're the only ones out of those 10 houses that has to contribute to the Erev Chaseris. Now, the other houses that are directly into the Chatser, they will have to contribute as well into the Erev Chaseris. So only of the 10 houses, only the innermost, the Pnimi house, has to go and contribute towards the Erev Chaseris. That is the opinion of Yudim Shmuel. We'll see in a moment why. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Chitzon. He says, no. The outermost one, which seems to imply house number one, which is right adjacent to the chotzer, as well as all the other houses, also have to go and contribute. All 10 of them have to contribute. Morris says, Chitzon, wait a second, really? The innermost house has to go and contribute? Beisharu, that is essentially just basically a house, a gatehouse, that the others are passing through in order to get into the chotzer. And we've already established previously that a base shar doesn't require, even if somebody's living there, it doesn't require a person living there to go and participate in the Erev Chaseros. So Rav Yochanan, to say that the chitzon, which is a base shar, should have to contribute, doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, yeah, that's not what he meant by chitzon. Chitzon meant the chitzon shel pinimi. It meant the one that was penultimate, the one that was next to the innermost house. It's the one that's right next to the Pnimi. In the Pirush Chai, it's called the Chitzon Shel Pnimi. In the Illustrated Gemara, it's also known as the Chitzon Shel Pnimi. And in the art scroll, it's called house number 9. So in this situation, according to Rav Yochanan, houses number 9 and 10 have to contribute. And according to Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, only house number 10 has to contribute. So what's the machlokes? Why can it flee? Whatever Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Rav Yochanan are arguing about. So the Gemara says, Mar Sovar Shmuel holds, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, they hold, Beis Shar D'Yochid, Shmei Beis Shar. That even if house number 9, or what's called the Chitzon Shel Pnimi, only is a Beis Shar for one person, Beis Shar D'Yochid is still called a Beis Shar. And Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, it therefore doesn't need an Erev. On the other hand, Umar Sovar, Rav Yochanan holds, Lo Shmei Beis Shar. A Beis Shar that's only for one person is not called a Beis Shar. So what's called the Chitzon Shel Pnimi, or house number 9, is also a house not called the Beis Shar. And now all the other houses are a Beis Shar for houses 9 and 10, for the Chitzon and the Chitzon Shel Pnimi. And therefore, houses 1 through 8, they don't need a Erev. They don't have to participate in the Erev, but they are considered a Beis Shar to houses number 9 and 10. That's the machlokas between Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. What about the following scenario? Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravu Amar Rav. Rav Nachman says in the name of Rabba Baravu, says in the name of Rav. What happens if you have Beis Chatzeros, you have two courtyards at the two extremes, and you have three houses between them? Begimu Batim Beinehem. And you can see this in diagram and footnote in the art score number 31. And you can see this in the Pirush Chai, diagram number 68. And in the Illustrated Gemara, diagram number 244. Now, what's going on in this case? So the Gemara says, Beis Chatzeros, Begimu Batim Beinehem, Zeh Bar Derech Zeh. The people in Chatzor on the leftmost side, they're going through house A and placing the Erev in house B. The Nosen Eruva Bezeh, they put it in house B. And the people in the rightmost courtyard, so they take their Erev, the Nosen Eruva Bezeh, the Zeh Bar Derech Zeh, and they go through house number C, the house that's adjacent to them, and they place the Erev also in the middle house, the Nosen Eruva Bezeh. So both Chatzerim go and place the Erev going through their base shar, house A, which is the base shar for Chatzer 1, and house C, which is the base shar for Chatzer number 2. And the Erev is placed in the middle house. So in this scenario, we turn to the Omid Aleph. So each of the two external houses, they functioning as a Beis Shar. And as we said, a Beis Shar doesn't require to participate in the Erev Chatzeros. And the middle house, which is where the Machzah is all being stored, and Soi, Havale Beis, Bayi Sheminichim B'Erev. That's the house where you have the Erev there. And therefore, it doesn't require its own Matzah. The whole purpose of the Matzah that everybody contributes to is to establish their residence there. But they're living there, so they don't require a residence over there. So therefore, A doesn't require to have Matzah participating because it's a Beis Shar. C doesn't require to have Matzah participating because it's a Beis Shar. And B doesn't have to give its own Matzah because all the Matzahs are being stored there by all the people living around Chatzer A and Chatzer B. The other two, the Chatzer on the left and the Chatzer on the right. And therefore, in this situation, Ein Sorech Litinas Apas. Nobody from these three inner houses has to go and participate by giving bread. A and C because they're Beis Shar, and B is that's because the Erev is being placed there. And all the houses that are around the Chatzor on the left and the Chatzor on the right, they have to go and participate, and they put their matzah inside the middle house. Finally, last case. We'll get to Mitzvah, the end of the parak. Bodik Lu Rachba L'Rabbanan. Rachba went and gave a test to the Rabbanan by asking the following scenario. The previous case we had, you had a chotzer and three houses and then another chotzer. Here we have the same exact scenario, except only two houses. Beis chatzeros ubeis batim b'neim. You have the chotzer on the left and the chotzer on the right. And you have one house coming out of the chotzer on the left, adjoining the house that comes out from the chotzer on the right. And again, you can see this in the diagram of the art scroll next to footnote number 3, or you can see this in the Pirush Chai, in diagram number 70. The Illustrated Gemara doesn't have such a diagram. In any event, Rachba was asking the Rabbanan, what would be the halach in this situation? Zeh bo derech zeh. So the people in Chatzer number 1, the leftmost Chatzer, there are a whole bunch of houses. You don't see this in the diagram over here. You can see this in the Pirush Chai, in diagram number 70, that there's a house to the left of the Chatzer, and there's a house to the right of the Chatzer on the right. So they go and bring, all these people are going to bring their Erev through house A, which is the house that's immediately adjacent to Chatzer number 1, the leftmost Chatzer, and they're using that as the Beis Shar, and they're putting their Erev in house B. Simultaneously, the people from the Chatzer on the right, which is labeled Chatzer number 2, all the houses around there, they gather and they put their matzah, they use their house B as a Beis Shar, and they put their Erev in house A. So what's the halacha? Kanu Erev alo, does this work or doesn't work? Do we say, mi mishavis lehu legabe dahai bayis, ulegabe dahai beis shar, ulegabe dahai beis shar, ulegabe dahai bayis? Do we say over here that from a certain perspective, each house can function as both the beis shar and as a house for the Erev, and therefore each Erev is a perfectly good Erev? Or do we not say that? That was what Rachba tested the Rabbanan. They responded to him, Armule, Shtem Lukanu Erev. They said, no, neither one works. Why is that? Manashach. Because, E Beis Shar Mishavisle, if in fact we're saying it's a Beis Shar, so now, if it's a Beis Shar, you can't put your Erev over there. So if you're calling house A a Beis Shar, so the people in the Chatzor on the right can't use house A to put their Erev in. And likewise, if you're calling house B a Beis Shar, the people on the left can't put their Erev in house B. Manashach. If you're calling it a Beis Shar, Hanosin Eseruv, a Beis Shar, Achsad Ruv Mapeses. We had this previously a few days ago. We said if you put your Erev in these places which aren't Mechuyev as a dira to go and participate in Erev Chatzeros, so therefore they don't count as a house, and therefore you can't put your Erev in those places. Ain't a Erev, it's not a good Erev. Oh, so don't count it as a Beis Shar, count it as a house. If you're counting it as a house, so then how did you make an Erev Chatzeros? Because you're missing a house. Because you passed through a house which didn't join in the Erev. So when you went from the right Chatzer into house A, you bypassed house B. House B didn't participate in the Erev. And likewise, you went from the left Chatzer into house B, you bypassed house A, which didn't participate in the Erev. So Mimadoshach, if you call them a Beis Shar, you're no good. If you call them houses, you're no good. So Gemara says, how is this any different than what Rava said? What did Rava say? The Amar Rava taught us in regards to an Erev Techumim. Now, we're going to try to analogize this case of Erev Chatzeros to the case of Erev Techumim, and we'll ultimately say it's not the same. But right now, we want to suggest that Rava said, Amar Lo Lishnayim, if two people told a Shaliach, say the Ariv Aleinu, we want to make an Erev Techumim for Shabbos, so please put out my box of matzos for me in this place, and you put out for him his box of matzos for him in his place. Save Ariv Aleinu. Now, Li'echad, Erev Allah bin Bo Yom. For one of them, he put out the box of matzos while it was still daytime. Uli'echad, and the other one, Erev Allah bin Ashmoshes. He put it out during the Ben Ashmoshes period of time. Ben Ashmoshes period of time is a suffix. Was it Shabbos or was it not Shabbos? You now let put out your Erev Techumim on Shabbos. You only can put it out for Shabbos. Now, what happened? Zeshe, Erev Allah bin Bo Yom, the one that he definitely put it out there while it was still Friday. However, Nechal, that was eaten up, Eruvo, Ben Ashmoshes, before Shabbos fully started, during the Ben Ashmoshes period of time, an animal came and ate it up. So now it's a suffix. Was it there? It was there definitely at the start of, before Shabbos started, but the question is, was it there at the start of Shabbos? We don't know. It's a suffix what Ben Ashmoshes is. And vice versa for the next guy, Vizesh Yerubalah Ben Ashmoshes, the one that he put it out there during the Ben Ashmoshes period of time, so it's a suffix. Was it out there before Shabbos started or after Shabbos started? That was Nechal Eruvo Mishatechshab. That Eruv was eaten up after it got dark. So what's the halacha? Do we say Ben Ashmoshes is Shabbos? So then the first one is good. The second one is no good. If we say that Ben Ashmoshes is Friday, so then the first one is no good and the second one is good. So how did he paskin? What did Rava say? Shneim Kanu Eruv. Both work. In other words, we can go lakula for both. We can say, in regards to the first person, it is considered already Shabbos. In regards to the second person, it's considered still chol. Gemara says, you can't compare the two. We wanted to suggest that just like Rava said there, that Ben Ashmoshes can count both as pre-Shabbos and post-Shabbos, so why can't we count the house over here as a Beis Shar and as a Bayis? So Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, the two aren't comparable. Why not? Hasam, in regards to the Tchumim, Sofik Yamama, Sofik Lelya. We don't know what it is. It is either Friday or it is Shabbos. And lo minkra milsa, there's no way to tell. Therefore, we can go lekula by a din derabanan of Erev Techumim and say, since there's no way to tell, it could function both as Friday and as Shabbos in the two different scenarios. Aval hacha, this house, is it a Beis Shar or is it a bayis? E lilagabe hai bayis, if it's a house in regards to Chatzah number one, so then it's also a house in regards to Chatzah number two. E legabe the high bias, legabe high bias. They're both the same. E the legabe the high beishar, legabe the high nami beishar. They both are exactly the same. You can't say it could act as both. So in the case over here with the two houses in between the two chatzeros, so then either they're a beishar, both of them, or either they're a bias, both of them. But you can't say that they are functioning as both a beishar and as a bias, as opposed to the case of Ben Ashmoshes. Why couldn't it be? In regards to this one, it's considered Ben Ashmoshes before Shabbos. In regards to this one, the Ben Ashmoshes is considered after Shabbos, and therefore the two aren't analogous. Hadron Alech Hador, Baruch Hashem, we finished this parak. It was a difficult parak. Me and Hashem, tomorrow we start the new parak.